Title: Turntable Style Spinback FX Without DEX Advanced. All right, let's build real DJ style spinbacks inside Ableton Live. No DEX, no third-party plugins, and we're doing it the way it actually feels in drum and bass, not just a pitch drop, but that grab, the inertia, the smear, the dulling of the top end, and then the clean snap into the downbeat. Quick mental model before we touch anything. A convincing rewind is four things working together. 1. Reverse motion. So the ear believes time just got pulled backward. 2. Pitch inertia. So it feels like a platter slowing under your hand. 3. Transient smear, like needle drag and mechanical slip. 4. Tone shaping, usually darker and tighter, so it doesn't sound like a clean studio edit. And we're going to do three methods. Method A is the most authentic and mixed able. Method B is a performed physics version you can automate on a bus. Method C is the performance macro rack you can slam like a DJ rewind while arranging. Let's start with Method A, the real one. Method A, printed audio, reversed, with transposition inertia. First, choose your spin window. Don't choose it just by bars. Choose it by the groove. In fast DNB, the cleanest grabs often happen right after a snare hit or right after a vocal consonant. If you start right on a kick transient, it can read like a glitchy edit instead of a deliberate DJ move. So zoom in, find a moment where the phrase naturally ends, then grab the last half bar or last bar before the drop. Now print it. Create a new audio track and name it Spin Print. Set its input to resampling. Arm it, and record the section you want. 1 to 2 bars is plenty to capture, even if you only end up using a quarter bar of it. You just want clean audio you can mangle without your synths and effects changing later. Now make your spin clip. Duplicate that recorded clip. Open clip view. Turn on warp. And set warp mode to complex pro if you're doing a full mix or something harmonically dense. If you want it smoother, raise the envelope a bit. And keep formants low to moderate so it doesn't do that weird vocal robot thing unless you want that. Then reverse the clip. Right-click, reverse. At this point you have reversed audio, but it still won't feel like a rewind until we add inertia. Place the reversed clip right before the drop and decide how long the gesture should be. Quarter bar is hype and quick, like a tease. Half bar is classic modern rewind. One bar is full jungle drama, and you need a reason for it or you'll kill momentum. Here's the key move. Automate clip transpose inside the clip. Show envelopes. Choose clip, then transpose. Draw a downward curve. Start at 0 semitones, and over the length of the spin, pull it down somewhere between -12 and -24 semitones. But don't draw it as a straight line. A real hand pull is aggressive early, so make it steeper near the start, then easing out. And if you want it to feel human, add a tiny wobble or a micro step in the curve. Real platter motion isn't perfectly smooth. Now for the smear and the needle drag vibe, add a small processing chain on the spin print track. Drop in drum bus. Keep it tasteful. A bit of drive. A bit of crunch. Boom usually off for spinbacks. We're not trying to add sub. We're trying to add abrasion. Then auto filter set to a 24 dB low pass. And automate it during the spin. Start relatively open. Like 8 to 12k. And pull it down into the 1 to 3k zone as the rewind happens. That's one of the biggest differences between Ableton Edit and DJ Rewind. Real spinbacks get dull. Then add utility and automate the gain down a couple dB during the spin. This is pure damage control. Spinbacks can spike in weird places because you're smearing transients and shifting pitch. A small level dip keeps your master from getting surprised. Optional. Redux. Very subtle. Just to give it a slightly degraded edge. If you can obviously hear bit crusher, it's probably too much for a mix-ready rewind. Now the transition. This part matters. Hard cut the spin clip exactly on the downbeat of the drop. Then add a tiny fade, like 1 to 5 milliseconds, so you don't get a click. Zoom in and check it. If you hear a tick, it's almost always the fade. And here's a pro move. Prepare the drop so it feels bigger, not smaller. In the last tiny slice before the downbeat, like a 16th or even a 32nd, clear space. That can beat a microscopic dip on the bus, or a moment where your low pass is clamped a little harder. Then on the downbeat, restore full bandwidth instantly. That contrast creates impact even if the meters barely change. Also, protect your sub. If you're spinning the whole mix, pitch movement in the low end can turn into uncontrolled wobble. During the spin, consider a high pass somewhere around 30 to 60 HE, or band limit the spin so it's mostly mid-range, like 200 HE to 4K HE. The crowd feels the gesture, but the low end doesn't melt. Cool. That's method A. Print, reverse, transpose inertia, smear and dull it, cut clean into the drop. Now method B. the turntable physics rack you perform on a bus. This one is great when you want the vibe of a rewind without committing to printed clip edits, and it's especially nice for vocals or drums. First, put it on a bus. Make a drum bus or MIX bus and route your elements there. The reason is simple. In classic DNB rewinds, multiple elements react together, so the gesture feels global. Now build a stock chain. Start with frequency shifter. Set it to single sideband mode. This is important because it behaves more pitch-like than the ring mod style. Leave fine at 0. Set dry slash wet at 0 for now. Then add a delay, and we're using it as slip smear, not echo. Set the time super short, like 1 to 20 milliseconds. Feedback near 0. Darken it with a delay filter so it's not bright and clicky. Then auto filter again. Low pass 24 dB. Mild resonance. Then saturator, soft clip on. A few dB of drive. Then utility at the end, because we want to control gain and optionally narrow stereo. Now the automation gesture, over the last quarter to half bar before the drop. Tweep frequency shifter frequency from 0 down to negative values. Try -300 Hz to -1200 Hz depending on intensity. Negative tends to read like downward spin. At the same time, ramp frequency shifter dry slash wet from 0 up to somewhere like 30 to 70%, and then snap it right back to 0 on the downbeat. Bring delay dry slash wet up just a touch, like 10 to 25%, only during the spin. You're creating that smear that says mechanical slip, not an audible delay. Filter cutoff comes down, again into that 1 to 4 kHz region. Utility gain pulls down a bit, 1 to 4 dB. Optional but very effective, narrow the stereo image during the spin. Real platter action feels centralized, so you can automate utility width toward mono. Even if you only do it a little, the contrast when the drop opens back up feels huge. One more coach note, treat the spin like an alternate mix state. During the rewind, different rules apply. Less sub, narrower image, more mid-range focus, darker top. Then on the downbeat, full width, full brightness, clean transient. That's method B. It's not true reverse, but it reads like a rewind because your ear hears pitch impression, smear, and filtering happening together. Now method C, the performance macro rack you can hit like a DJ. This is for speed, your arranging. You want the gesture now and you want it repeatable. Drop an audio effect rack at the end of your bus chain. Inside it, put grain delay. This is your tier and drag generator. Set dry slash wet to 0 by default. Set its frequency area in the low KHZ zone, like 1 to 3 KHZ, because that keeps it present without destroying the whole spectrum. Random pitch gives you that unstable, mechanical vibe. After grain delay, put auto filter, low pass 24 dB, then saturator, soft clip on, then utility for gain compensation and width control. Now map 3 macros. Macro 1 is spin amount. This is the big knob. Map it to grain delay dry slash wet from 0 up to about 35%. Pass that it can get too obvious, but you can push if you want extreme. Also map it to grain delay pitch from 0 down to minus 24. Map it to filter cutoff from open, like 12K, down to around 2K. And map it to utility gain from 0 down to about minus 3 dB. Macro 2 is drag or jitter. Map it to grain delay random pitch from 0 up to around 0.3. And map grain delay frequency from around 3K down toward 800 Hz. That shift changes the character of the scrape. Macro 3 is snapback. This is basically your restore the mix control. Map it so your filter opens back up quickly, and if you need it, a tiny momentary gain bump right on the downbeat. Be careful with that bump. It's there to restore perceived impact, not to clip your master. How to perform it? In arrangement automation, ramp macro 1 from 0 up to 80 or 100% over a quarter to half bar, then slam it back to 0 exactly on the downbeat. If you record it live, same thing. Quick twist up, sprinkle a bit of macro 2 if you want it dirtier and more human, then hard reset macro 1 to 0. Now, advanced upgrades you can add to any method. First, the half-catch rewind. Flip the spin into two tiny segments, like an eighth note plus an eighth note. The first is a lighter grab. The second is the heavier pull. That sounds more like a regal DJ catching and pulling again, instead of one perfect ramp. Second, pre-spin stutter. Right before the rewind, do a tiny repeated slice, like a 1/32 on the last transient. You can do it manually or with beat repeat set very short, and turned on just for that moment. It mimics the DJ checking the sound right before yanking it back. Third, backspin into silence. Classic MC reload energy. End the spin, then a hard mute gap of an eighth to a quarter note, then the impact. That space is tension. Just make sure the next downbeat hits clean and confident. Fourth, targeted rewind, which is huge for DNB. Bin only the mids and highs, keep the lows steady, so your 0 to 120 HC stays mostly clean, and only your mid-high band gets the spin rack. You get the crowd trick without nuking the dance floor weight. Fifth, texture layers. If your spin feels too clean, add a very quiet friction layer. Put a noise source on a separate track. Filter it around 1 to 2 kHz with a little resonance, saturate it, maybe a tiny slow autopan for mechanical wobble, and gate it so it only appears during the spin. Keep it felt, not heard, and add a little vinyl pop or click right at the grab moment to sell the transition. That single transient makes the ear accept the sudden motion change. Common mistakes to avoid. If you only pitch down, it's a tape stop, not a rewind. You need reverse motion or at least non-linear inertia plus smear. If it's too long, especially in rolling DNB, you kill momentum. Quarter bar to one bar is the usual range unless you're deliberately doing a reload moment. If it's too bright and too clean, it won't read as platter action. Dull it. If you get clicks at boundaries, add tiny fades and check your edit points zoomed in. And if your sub goes crazy, band limit or high pass the spin. Don't let the rewind wobble become the loudest thing in the low end. Mini practice so you actually own this. Take a 16-bar rolling loop at your tempo, like 174. At bar 16, make two versions. Version 1. A tight quarter bar spin that ends exactly on bar 17. Minimal disruption. Version 2. A classic 1-bar spin with heavier filtering and saturation, maybe a little texture layer. Bounce both. A slash B them in context. The goal is simple. The drop should feel bigger after the spin, not smaller. If it feels smaller, shorten the spin, reduce wet effects, and consider adding a tiny impact right after the cut. Recap, so it sticks. A convincing spin back is reverse motion plus pitch inertia, plus transient smear, plus filtering and mix control. Method A is the most authentic. Print it, reverse it, automate transpose, then tone shape and cut clean. This audio version is shortened for playback.